Bible turn to Romans chapter 8. Amen. You know, we seem like sometimes we say, well, we've done all we can do. The Lord still ain't got His way. He's got His hand in it. If He's got His hand in it, He'll prepare it and He'll make it work. Amen. Romans chapter 8, beginning at verse number 27. Amen. We're glad to have all our visitors with us today. Just make yourself at home. We're just sinners saved by grace. And he that, listen, verse 27, and he that searcheth the heart knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called. And whom he called, them he also justified. And whom he justified, them he also glorified. What shall we say then to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? He that spared not his own Son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he know with him also freely given us all things? Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifieth. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or pearls, or swords? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Let us pray. Lord, we love you today, Jesus, and we thank you, Lord. Lord, for your holy word that you have given us, Jesus. We thank you today, Jesus, that we're able to be in your house again. And Lord, to partake of this word, I pray that you will anoint me to speak this word. Lord, I bind any hindering spirit and I plead your blood today. Let me say nothing more, nothing less. Lord, I pray that you will anoint their ears to receive it. I know if anything's going to come in the remainder of this service, it's not because of any flesh, it's because of you, Lord. Let me still be led by you today, Jesus. Lord, lead me today, Lord. And Lord, let me speak only that what you'd have me to speak today. I praise you today in Jesus' wonderful name. Thank you today, Jesus. Amen. Thank you today. Amen. I guess the first time that this scripture was ever introduced to me, it was a time that we was on the shrimp boat, and there was several of my brothers with me. We had went out, and we was going to go shark fishing just for a day. And there were several of us just got saved. I don't know how many was on the boat, but there was several of us on the boat. And we ended up catching about 50 sharks that morning real quick. And I knew right where to go. Me being a shrimper, I knew where they was at, you know. So I let them catch all the sharks they wanted to catch. But you know, as we was riding down there, they began to open up this scripture to me and share it with me. They'd been saved longer than I had. But the way it was introduced to me and the way that they shared it with me, before I got off of that boat, I had my head so high in the clouds that I thought, well, I had been predestinated, and I just as well just sit back and go for the ride, because God had this all planned out for me. He had the time planned. He had everything arranged, and I was going to get saved, and my life was going to go according as His plan. But you know, I left out one little part. I left out that Brother Nick had a will in this. Amen. But left out that little part, Sister Alice, that I had a will in this. Yes, God had a predestinated plan for you and I. Yes, He has a plan for you and I, our life. But I want you to know, church, you've got to realize that there's a will inside of you, and that will can change the plan that God has for your life, and it can change the direction in your life because of that will that's on the inside of you. Amen. After they had introduced this scripture to us, you know, us just being saved, I'm telling you, oh, I thank the Lord. They said, hey, look at here, you're saved today. And I said, yeah, and the Lord chose me. Yes, He did choose me. He chose me. But church, I had to realize, Brother Bob, that I could turn my back on Him at any time and walk away. I had an option to answer that call or not to answer that call. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever will, let him come, church. Yes, He had a predestinated plan for you and I. But I'm telling you, church, until you conform to the Lord, you'll never fit into that plan. Don't never let nobody tell you that it was ordained that I was going to get saved and nobody could change that. No, it's not that way. Because you have a will this morning. Amen. I want to read some of this right here. Amen. Verse number 29. It says, for whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of His Son, that He might be firstborn among many brethren. Notice the word many. But go back up there to where I said, for whom He did foreknow. Amen. You can also look at that word, and it can be pronounced in this term, for loved. Amen. That changes things a little bit. Whom He did foreknow. Amen. Whom He did foreknow. For God so loved the world. He loved the world. He loved you. Amen, Brother Sexton. Even though you was not born, God so loved the world. Amen. He loved the world. Amen. So therefore, He predestined a plan for you and I that we could obtain salvation. And that plan was Jesus Christ today. And church, let me tell you today, if you're in Him, you're saved today. If you're not, you're lost today. There is no in between this morning. Yes, God has a plan for you and I. Yes, He made an arrangement that you could come to Sand Hill, the Assembly of God, and give your heart to the Lord. But yet, it was left up to you to walk into the church. Yes, it was left up to you to come kneel in this altar. Yes, it was left up to you to give your heart to the Lord. Amen. Amen. Because, see, I've heard this scripture, and I do believe that God had people in certain areas. John the Baptist, I believe he was there. God had his life laid out. He was to be the forerunner of Christ. We read that in the scriptures. Amen. We also see where Paul, the Bible says that Paul was a, Jesus told Paul, thou art a chosen vessel. He was a chosen vessel. Therefore, the Lord had a direction that He needed Paul to fulfill, and a road that Paul had to walk, and He had an individual fill that position. And Paul was that individual, just as John the Baptist was that individual to fill the position of being the forerunner of Christ. But yet, we go back to the people that He's talking about here in this scripture this morning. He's talking about them that were born in this world, who were raised in this world, but yet they have found salvation through Jesus Christ because He had predestined a plan for you. And church, by predestining that plan, He made a way of escape. He made a way that you could get your sins washed. He made a way that you could get your sins forgiven. He made a way, and that way was through Jesus today. Amen. Them whom He foreknown, them whom He foreloved, them whom He also predestined. Amen. He determined beforehand. See, I preach it all the time that no man come to the Father except the Spirit draw him. There must be a drawing before there can be an invitation. And the way that drawing occurs is because the saints begin to pray. The saints begin to pray. Somebody bombards heaven. Somebody raises Jesus up. He said, if I'm lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. If we'll lift Him up, the drawing takes place. If we don't lift Him up, why do you think you see countries that have no salvation in the country seem like nobody wants to be saved because there's no lifting up of Christ, therefore there's no drawing. But church, you find a country or a town that lifts Him up. You'll find a town that's got a drawing. You'll find a town that's got a place that somebody can find salvation. Why? He predestined the plan. He predestined the opportunity. He predestined a way for you and I today. And I'm glad He did, church. Oh, I'm glad He did. But see, I got mixed up in this. Amen. I got mixed up in that. Just for a brief period of time, Brother Darwin kind of got me straight real quick. Amen. Amen. You know, all those bunch of boys, we went back telling Brother Darwin, yeah. He kind of just straightened us right out, right quick. Amen. No, you wasn't just put here just for this purpose, and nothing's going to pluck you out. But I'm telling you, church, there is a plan for your life if you're willing to walk in that plan. God has a plan for you, and He has a plan for me today, if we're willing. Amen. Listen to this here. Moreover, whom He did predestinate, them also He called. Whom He called, them He also justified. And whom He justified, them He also glorified. Amen, church. Do you know that God cannot look upon us but through the blood? Because if He tries to look at us, all He sees is a sin in our life. But the covering of the blood covers a multitude of sin. So therefore, them that He had predestined to fall into this plan, that went this way, that found the blood of Christ, He glorified. How did He glorify them? He covered them in that blood. That blood covered them. That blood covers that multitude of sin. Therefore, by you being glorified, you can walk boldly into the throne room of grace and obtain mercy. Why? Because you have found the predestined plan that the Lord made for you and I, and therefore He has justified you. He has made you an heir and a joint heir to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. You have an opportunity to walk boldly into the throne room of grace. Don't you ever listen to that devil and let him tell you, no, nobody wants to hear your prayers. Nobody loves you. You're just nothing else but no good. But let me tell you, God has glorified you this morning. Therefore, He justified you. He's glorified you. No, we haven't got a glorified body yet. This one here is still decaying. Amen. From the time you're born, you're dying. Amen. Even though you may grow for 15, 18 years, but after that point, you may grow some more. Amen. But you're dying the whole time. But let me tell you, God has made a plan, and He's made a way that you can obtain life and have that life more abundantly. Amen. Now, I'm going to jump down to my message here. Over in Romans chapter 12, verse number 2, it says, "Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." Be not conformed to this world. Amen. Verse 29 of Romans chapter 8, it says, "Whom He did foreknow or forelove, He also did predestinate." In other words, He determined beforehand to be conformed to the image of His Son. Amen. Romans chapter 2, verse 12, "And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed." It's talking about being conformed. Amen. Conformed to what? To the image. Why? He predestined Brother Steve that when he looks down, he's not seeing Brother Steve, but he's seeing somebody who went to a cross and shed their blood for you today. He's saying, when I see you, I see somebody who has not been conformed, but they've been transformed by the renewing of their mind. Why? Because He predestined a plan for them. Amen. Amen. Let me reach in here and get my little thing out of here. And he's asking, "What are you going to do with that?" I thought about this all night long. Amen. I'm telling you, all night long I thought about a rope. You're going to bring a rope to church? I didn't even tell them what I was going to do with it. I just got it and burnt some of the ends off of it. Tied me in. This is the only rope I could find. It's not a very good rope for this example. But you see this rope? When it was made, it was created with threads. And these threads were made into little strands. And these strands were wound together. And it became a rope. You can take this rope when it's brand new, and you can stretch it out across this parking lot, and it'll be lay it down, and it'll be a straight rope. It'll be a straight rope. It'll always be a straight rope. But once you take this rope, and you tie a knot in the end of this rope, and you use it for a space of a period, for right on, however long you want, maybe you use it for a week, maybe you use it for 5 years, you got a loop tied in, you got a knot in this rope. Well, this rope started out being straight because it was formed to be straight. But it got a knot tied in. A straight rope with a knot tied in. You say, "Well, Brother Nick, what does that mean today?" Well, I want to show you something. As you take and Jesus unties the knot in your life, He pulls you back straight. Amen. The way you was formed. Amen. But church, if you let go of Jesus after you've been tied to this world, the knot tries to tie right back. Why? Because it's been conformed into a knot. It was once a straight rope, but you transformed it into a knot. But yet Jesus untied it. What are you saying, Brother Nick? I'm saying He may have untied you from the world, but yet your old flesh, if you turn loose on Jesus, it'll tie right back up the way it was untied. Let me tell you, sir, He predestined a plan to escape the things of this world, and you've got to turn to Him and hold on and stay connected to Him. If you don't, what's going to happen? What's going to happen? Where'd I throw my rope at? Amen. That's a good place for a rope. Amen. But look at that little loop. You see that loop running the end of it? Come right back in it. That's because it was made into a knot and was used as a knot. All of our life, you might be 20 years old when you got saved. You might be 15 years old. You might be 10. You might be 50. Here's the thing. The longer I use this rope with that knot in it, the easier it is for it to try to turn itself back into a knot when I turn loose the other end that holds it straight. If I had just used this rope for a brief period of time as I tied this knot in this morning, you can see that it tries to just curl a little bit. But now if I had used this rope for 50 years, say you didn't get saved until you were 50 years old, you would be amazed that this rope would almost start tying itself back because it had been used in that manner so long. What are you saying, Brother Nick? I'm saying that's why it's so hard for people, when they get saved, that's been in this world so long, if they don't hold on to Jesus and they keep the knots pulled out, that they'll go right back to what they was in. You remember what I read last week? That letter I read from that young man in prison? May have 40 years in prison. What happened? He turned loose with Jesus, and that knot went right back in his life. That knot that had him connected to this world. And church, I'm telling us today, he predestined a plan. He predestined a plan that we could escape this. But he gave us a will. And if we're willing to follow that plan that he predestined for us, we have been chosen. We have been called. Many are called, but few are chosen. We have been called, and we've got a will in our life. But if you turn loose of Jesus and you turn your back on him, that knot will tie right back that it once was in your life. The only thing is this time, it'll be stiffer and it'll get a better hold on you and it'll be harder to untie that knot, because I'm telling you, church, I know from experience working with ropes all the time what happens after you use one so long and you keep putting a knot in it, keep putting a knot in it, keep putting a knot in it, that knot will stay right there. Amen. But I'm telling you, church, when you get a brand new rope out and you pull that soft rope out, oh, let me tell you, when you get a brand new Christian now, and they've just been washed in that blood, amen, the Holy Spirit has come down and softened that old heart, amen, it's ready to be pliable, it's ready to be used. Why? Because it's new, and it's new in the eyes of the Lord. Amen. God's predestined a plan for you and I today. He predestined a plan for this church. But he had to find some people that was willing to follow that direction. Amen. He had to find some people that was willing to follow. Amen. Then he foreknown, he also predestined. Amen. Listen, he also did predestinate to conform. What do you mean? To change. That word conform means to comply. Amen. How many knows that? To comply. Amen. To comply with what? With his walk. With Jesus. To comply. To follow him. To comply with the plan of salvation. Amen. You know, we find all the time there, you find people that just, I mean, I could ask Sister Vicky to stand up, and her being a teacher. You got people that are teachable, and you got those that are not teachable. You got those that are not teachable. And what will happen with that one that's not teachable, it'll stop all those that are teachable from getting taught. Amen. Amen. And the Lord tells us, he said, I've got a plan for y'all, a predestined plan. But yet, you've got to have a teachable spirit. You've got to have a willing spirit. And if you don't have that, even though you've got a plan for your life, you may come in and you'll disrupt the plan that the Lord has for those around you. But church, if we'll say, I want to comply to the Word of God, I want to comply to the will of the Lord, I want to comply and follow the Lord, and with all my heart, my soul, my mind, and my strength, let me tell you, there's not enough devils in hell that can separate the love of Christ that's in you today. Why? Because I have been transformed by the renewing of my mind. Amen. Amen. I read it right down here just a moment ago. Amen. I read it today. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, shall distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or pearls, or sword? Who shall separate? Amen. Yourself is the only one. Yourself is the only one. Listen to this here. Philippians chapter 3, verse number 9 and 10 says, and be found in him, not having my own righteousness, which is of the law, but having that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering, being made conformable unto his death. Amen. That's the one that followed that predestined plan they had for their life. Amen. Why? Because they said, I have conformed myself. I have allowed myself to comply to him. Why? 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 Because that I may know him. Amen. They've got a desire to know him this morning. They've got a desire to know him. They've got a desire to know him and the power of his resurrection. Amen. Nobody wants to talk about the resurrection. Oh, people love to come to church. They love to dress up. They love to come and sit comfortable. But they don't like to talk about the things that went around on that cross when he died upon that cross. They don't want to talk about the death and the resurrection. But I'm telling you, if you want to know him and the power thereof, you've got to accept that plan. You've got to accept that plan. Amen. Amen. I don't care how much you pay the preacher, how much you pat him on the back, how much you tell him you love him, all that. That ain't going to get you to heaven unless you come by Jesus. That's the only way to get you to heaven. That one wants to know Him in His power. That one wants to know Him in His resurrection. That wants to know Him in His fellowship. That wants to know Him in His suffering. That wants to come be a conformable. Amen. Conformable unto His death. In other words, I know, Lord, that You died for me, and I thank You for that. I thank You today that You died for my sin, and I praise You for that today. That's the one that holds on, that's not going to allow that knot to tie back in their life. That same old knot that had them connected to the world. That's the one that says, no, sir, I'm not going to allow that to happen. Why? Because God predestinated a plan, and I'm going to follow that plan. I'm going to follow that plan that He has for my life. He gives you a will, your option this morning, your choice, your decision today. Your decision. Why do you say this, Brother Nick? 2 Peter chapter 3, the last part of that verse, verse 9, says, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Read that again. Not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Amen. He made a plan. He predestined a plan. Amen. Jesus was going to become the sacrifice for our sins long before Adam was ever created. He knew it. Amen. The plan was made. How many said, well, let's say, I accept the plan. I accept the plan. Amen. Because if you don't accept it, you've denied it. If you denied it, you don't have access. If you don't have access, you're not going to heaven. There's only one way to heaven. That's through the blood of Jesus Christ. There is no more. Amen. There is no more if you will allow yourself to conform to Jesus. He will take you, cleanse you, renew you, revive you, and sever the ties that this world has on you. Church, don't think because Mama or Daddy prayed for me that I'm going to go to heaven. The Lord will honor those prayers. He'll make the opportunity for son. He'll make the opportunity for junior. He'll make the opportunity for daughter. Because of Mom and Daddy's prayers, the Spirit will draw them. But they have to answer that. They have to answer that. With every head bowed and every eye closed, I want to ask the question this morning.